football.
Member support at KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. You're listening to The Groove Express. I'm Don Damari. Coming up this hour, music from The Creation, Etta James, and Stevie Wonder. Right now, The Who on KX93.5.
You think my shoes are made of leather?
Substitute. And coming up next, we got some music from Cody Chestnut. It's pretty good. I like the song. They played here at the station too. This one's called I've Been Life, and it's on KX93.5. And stay tuned. Right after this break, we're going to have pretty soon our interview with the Screw Ups, a ska and reggae band out of Boston and Connecticut. Here's Cody Chestnut with I've Been Life on KX93.5. All right, this is not Cody Chestnut. Technical difficulties. We're going to listen to some Etta James, and we'll be getting Cody Chestnut later in this hour.
I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to work all day. But I want you to be true, and I just wanna make love to you, love to you, ooh, love to you. All I want to do is wash your clothes. I don't want to keep you indoors. There is nothing for you to do but keep me making love to you, love to you, ooh, love to you. And I can tell by the way you walk that walk, I can hear by the way you talk that talk, I can know by the way you treat your girl that I can give you all the love and it's the whole wide world. All I want you to do is make your bread just to make sure you're well fed. I don't want you sad and blue. I just wanna make love to you, love to you.
Hey!
KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. Hope you're enjoying your evening. That was the Sound Stylistics doing Shake and Hip Drop. That was from about a couple years ago. I think it came out in 2006. They're a really cool band from England. Hope you're enjoying your night. And if you're going out, hope you're liking the tunes you're hearing. If there's anything you want to hear, feel free to give a call at the request line, 949-715-5936. And if I have it and it doesn't have any cussing in it, I'll play it. Anyways, coming up next, we got a song by the ska and reggae band from Boston and from Connecticut. They're a band called the Screw Ups, and we're going to be interviewing them coming up after this song. I'm going to play a song from them right now. It's called Lie Awake. This is by the Screw Ups on KX93.5. And right after this, we will have an interview with Nico Bonvini. He's the saxophonist from this band, and he's going to share what his thoughts about his upcoming tour and a lot more. So tune in.
Well, I like my funerals quiet, but the reggae loud. We're building this sound up pound by pound. Take your old system, gonna knock it down for the roots, roots beats, pound by pound. Sometimes I wake up night, staring out the window and I can't stand the sight. Stand aside. Sometimes I lie awake at night. The new style, you know it's got it in them. Got one shot at the top and got a funky album rhythm. Got a hooligan mindset, a knack for regret. I'm pushing through this world in and out of ignorance. They say to be a king, but you don't need a castle. Ain't got one of those, and no, I ain't got no crown. So again, the belts of problems couldn't roll into a Philly. Don't leave the window open, cause you're gonna be chilly. Sometimes I wake at night, staring out the window and I can't stand the sight. Sometimes I wake at night, well, am I wrong or maybe am I right? Sometimes I lie awake at night, staring out the window and I can't stand the sight. Sometimes I lie awake at night.
Supported KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. We just heard Lie Awake by a band called The Screw Ups. And we're going to be talking to Nico Bonvini of The Screw Ups right now here on KX93.5.
Oh, hi. Okay.
So your name is Nico Bonvini of The Screw Ups. And you are the saxophonist. Is that correct?
Yep. I play saxophone and I sing a couple songs lead, but mostly backup.
Nice, nice. And you guys are from Connecticut and Boston?
Yeah, we're from Newtown, Connecticut. The four of us went to high school together.
Oh, I was going to ask how you guys got together. Nice, nice. And when did you guys form the band?
The band started in one form or another, probably 2004, 2005, and it went through a couple stages of people coming and going, but it's been in its current form since probably 2007 or 8.
Oh, nice, nice. All right. Well, and the rest of the band members, maybe you could tell me their names and what they play.
Sure. Well, the lead guy is Julian Wahlberg, and he's our guitar player, and he's the main songwriter, and he's also the lead vocalist.
All
right. And then Kyle Carney is our bass player, and Dave Manville is our drummer.
Great, great. And so you guys have been like kind of officially get together since about 2007, 2008. And
yeah, in its current form, yeah.
And so you guys like kind of split between the two towns. I know like on the East Coast here, all the big cities are really far apart, but in the States,
right.
California is so big. How far is it like of a drive?
Well, from Newtown to Boston, it's about 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's nothing. Yeah, that's fine.
So, yeah. I mean, so we're so used to it at this point. It's not really a bad drive. It's a straight shot. So we drive back and forth, you know, just for practices even.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, that's not too bad. All right, so you have an EP, and that came out, did that come out last year?
Yeah, actually, it's the new year, right? So it came out last year, and we had, you know, saved up our money and went with some independent guys, and they did a good job, and we recorded that. And then once we put it out, it did pretty well, actually. It surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, you know, wrote positive articles about it, and it helped. It was good because the old, you know, any other demos we had weren't in the band's current form, so this is sort of a good, you know, hey, here's what we sound like. So it turned into a lot of gigs, and it's been a lot of fun.
Great, great. So you guys are ska and reggae, which I play like a lot of that on the show, The Groove Express. But I'm just going to ask what your influences were, but I mean, it's kind of obvious if it's ska, but maybe you can just tell me like, yeah, what did you listen to when you were younger, and what got you guys wanting to make a band like this, which is, I think, awesome. I love ska.
Yeah, it's great. Actually, I had never heard of it until I joined the band.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah, I'm a little
weird,
older than you. You guys are probably in you're in college, right? So you're probably in your
We're 23.
Oh, okay. Oh, gosh. Yeah, you are much younger than me. But yeah, I was around more like for the third wave of ska. That was in the 90s. And then when I was much younger, the second wave.
Yeah, we don't listen to too much third wave, but I mean, that it sort of like spreads out and gets to, like there's like ska core and the ska punk stuff. We don't really listen to that too much, but like we love like Sublime and No Doubt and
that. But the second wave, like the Beat and all those bands.
Oh, well, we're opening up for them in June.
Really?
We already opened up for them in like November, I think.
I didn't know this. You guys open up for so it's like the English Beat, because I know like over there there's still the Beat and they're still in England, and then the English Beat, Dave Wakeling actually came into our studios last year and I interviewed him with a couple other DJs here, and he was really cool.
Oh.
He must be fun to, so is it the English Beat? Is it Dave's band or is
it's
it?
It's the English Beat, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, because I know they tour stateside, and then the Beat, because they broke up, I guess, and the couple of the other guys,
yeah,
Rank
it's a
and
weird
Roger.
Split. I still can't even really wrap my head around who went where.
Well, I know Rank and Roger is in the, England. And
he's not, yeah, so he left, right? And then Dave made the English Beat. Okay.
Yes, yeah, cool. All right. So you had not heard of this music, but obviously some.
No,
of the...
I hadn't. I grew up a funk drummer, actually.
Ooh, I play some of that on the show too. Cool.
Yeah, my dad was a drummer, and so I grew up listening to like Tower of Power is my favorite band.
Nice. Oh, I love them.
Oakland, yeah. Mm-hmm. 68, but Earth, Wind & Fire, Stevie. We all love Stevie, actually. Mm-hmm. So we all like funk and soul and Motown.
Yep. Awesome.
And then I joined this band, and I learned you know, to love ska and reggae, and just dove into it head first and couldn't get enough. And then from there, I went and I started liking the punk, but Julian and Dave, they liked the punk, you know, when they were much younger, they heard of it. And, you know, they got to see like Rancid before they got crappy.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah. They were good. Like a while back.
A while back.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were still putting out records, actually. Cause I remember in the 90s.
Oh yeah. They're not. Let's just pretend they're not.
Okay. But they were really good.
Yeah.
They did have some good stuff.
Yeah, but you know, we all, our favorite band is probably the Slackers.
Oh, okay.
And they have not gotten diluted yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a while. They came out like in 92.
Yeah.
So that's our goal is to open for them. That would be awesome.
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
Yeah, we opened for Westbound Train a couple times. So that was, at least they're on Hellcat. Mm-hmm. They're a really good band, and we loved playing with them.
Okay.
But Slackers, that would be, you know, that's a dream come true.
Well, you never know. You never know. So do you have, you guys tour a lot probably over where you guys live on the East Coast, right? Do you ever have any plans to try to like do like a road trip, any other states like nearby or probably way out here maybe even someday?
Well, that would be awesome. But, you know, everything is money.
Yeah, I know.
And so we actually just got an investor, so we're going to be cutting a full length probably this summer.
Oh, great.
But as for touring anywhere real far, you know, it's a tough thing to organize. I mean, mm-hmm. usually we don't even ever, like, get in a car and play, like, a big string of shows and go up the coast. It's more, we'll play a show here and a show there, mm-hmm. you know, around Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut. And mm-hmm. then if we get one, you know, up in New Hampshire or down in New York, like, we'll just do that in one shot. But we've never, like, taken a week off and done the whole tour thing, which is odd because people have a lot of success with that, but we seem to have had success even without it.
Oh, great. So, well, now we're going to play a song. What song do you want us to play from your EP?
Why don't we go with Watch Yourself? That's a crowd favorite and, okay. like, good two-tone sound and one of my favorites, too.
Okay, great. This is Watch Yourself on KX935. Back here with Nico Bonvini from the Screw Ups here on the Groove Express. So, where's a favorite place you've played? You know, since you guys have been playing.
I'd say the show that we all had the most fun with was we played at the Middle East Upstairs in Boston with Westbound Train and another good Boston ska band called the New Limit.
Oh, okay.
It was like a packed room. The crowd was really fun, and a lot of people that we knew from Rhode Island were there. Lots of familiar faces, so. It was cool just because, you know, you'll be playing one show and you'll go in the crowd and there'll be members of another band that you're friends with. And that's always a fun thing. So that was definitely fun. A memorable show.
That sounds fun. You know, when you recorded this EP, is there anything you kind of, that was memorable when you were recording it? Did it take a while to record or it was just kind of all at once?
It did take a while to record. We cut the rhythm tracks at one place and then we recorded the rest in just in this guy's basement. He just had a computer set up, and that took a long time. And And then we were there, like, Julian and I were there for all the mixing, so that was time-consuming. But I think the favorite part was how receptive the audio engineer was to ideas. Like, even if I didn't have the words to really put it out there, he sort of got what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to be pretty creative. You know, obviously you run into some problems, and it was just, everyone had a good attitude about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a fun part. And then, you know, the reception afterward was awesome. It was really fulfilling to have worked so hard, and all of a sudden the gig started coming in, and we're like, oh man, this is great, because we had a bit of a dry spell, but they started pouring in after we did some online marketing after the EP came out.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you, market. I noticed you're pretty active on Twitter, and your songs are available on Bandcamp, correct? Are they eventually?
The album's free on Bandcamp.
Yeah, I noticed that's where I download, which is awesome that you provide that for free. That's cool.
Yeah, no, money helps, you know, fuel bus tickets and mm-hmm. gas, but I mean, it's not the end of mm-hmm. everything.
Well, that's awesome.
You know.
No, I really dug it. I was listening to it and I'm like, wow, this reminds me of some of the stuff I listened to growing up, and like I said, like the beat and some of these bands, and I just really liked it. It's really good, and I'm like, I'm gonna play some of this on my show, because it's good to hear new ska bands, you know, because
not
a lot of bands. There's not a lot of ska. I mean, there are a few, but there's just not a lot that I guess that I want
to
play.
That's why we have to stick together as ska bands. So if you meet another good one, you know,
yeah, for sure,
it is a good community, but
oh yeah,
it can be a tough sell.
Yeah, no, I actually think it's going to get more popular. I think that things go in waves. So I do see that there's a lot more interest in, like, neo-soul music.
Off to Daft Punk Records for that.
Oh, I know, really, right? And Sharon Jones.
I first heard Sharon Jones, and I go, wow.
I know,
these
really.
These guys are going to save music.
Seriously, I love her music, and just she's a really big deal now. She did, like, she's a big thing at KCRW in L.A., NPR interview. Was on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a big deal. So that's amazing.
And Fitz and the Tantrums' first album was really good in soul, too. I don't know what they did with their second one, though. Did they, like, get rid of their sax player? And
yeah, I noticed it was, more like just dancing.
It just wasn't the same. But, no, the soul thing has been great, so you're totally right there.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, like, sometimes if there's soul and, like, mod revivals, there'll be the interest in, like, two-tone or ska, rocksteady, that kind of music.
God knows we'd love to go to Britain. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be amazing. I'm sure you get a pretty
good
reception.
We love to tour there.
You probably get a pretty good reception.
Oh, yeah, no, we do online.
Sure.
We get about half of our album downloads that come from there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they take Scott really seriously.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, it's also really popular here in Southern California. It always was. And so even, like, people that are older that remember probably from the 80s, that was probably a little bit before I was really young then. But there's still, like, people will still go, like, when the English Beat comes, I mean, it's packed. It's packed. And it's always was really popular here in Southern California. Yeah, so and it still pretty much is, so. I think.
Yeah, I mean, the Aggrelots are probably the kings of the West right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Or, probably, yeah.
They rule. I love seeing them. They put on such a good show.
Yeah, but I have not actually seen them, but I should.
You should. I would highly recommend it.
I haven't been to a show in a while. I need to get out more.
The Aggrelots kill it. They absolutely
I like them, but I've never... Oh, yeah, I should go. So, is there anything else you might want to, you know, get out there or talk about? Or you want to... to another song.
No, I mean, unless you have any listeners who might be artists, we're always looking for somebody to do some album work.
Oh, okay. Well, so
that would be awesome. But
that's
the request we got to put out there. And other than that, we're happy at the rate we're going, and we have some good shows in the works.
What shows do you have coming up? Maybe some people out here would be, you know, some people listen online too from the East Coast, or people that are traveling. So, which shows are you having?
Well, we're playing with King Django. Mm-hmm. I can't say where or when.
Okay.
That's not
cool.
That's not solidified yet. But we're playing up in Boston on the 1st, and all of our shows are listed on pretty much every website.
Okay,
still a lot to manage, but they're nice tools.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going down to Connecticut and. And we're opening up for the English Beat there over the summer.
Nice.
That's June 18th.
Oh, great.
That's probably the most exciting one.
That sounds amazing. Wish I could come out for that. All right. And
So we're going back and forth from Boston to Connecticut a lot, but that's the big one.
That sounds like it. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I guess if there's nothing else. Also, so you can find out more information on Bandcamp, and then you have a Facebook, right?
Yeah, we got a Facebook. We have a Reverb Mission, you know, everything.
Okay. right? So people
everything
can
as required,
more. And then you can get download the EP for free on Bandcamp.
Yeah,
great. Okay, so how about another song? What would you like to play? Do we close this out?
All right. Well, what do you think? More reggae or more ska?
Either one, whatever you want.
Okay. Either one. All right. Let's go with No Truth.
All right. Great. Here's No Truth on KX93.5. Cool.
Ethiopia, Gabon, Gambia, Ghana, Guinea,
Laguna Zone, the FM, KX93.5. You're listening to The Groove Express. I'm Dawn Damari. That was Cody Chestnut. I know I was promising to play that earlier. That's I've Been Life. I hope you liked that song. I thought it was pretty cool to play that tonight. It's a really happy song. Well, we're almost done here. Got about 15 minutes more. And you know what? If you want to see a really good concert on Sunday night at the Observatory, KX93.5, this station, is presenting Dark Side at the Observatory. That's in Santa Ana. It's on Sunday at 8 o'clock. And the doors are at 7 o'clock p.m. It's all ages. You can bring your kids, I guess, if they really want to see this. But actually, it's a pretty cool band. We play them during the day on the station. Dark Side is an electronic collaboration between Nicholas Jarre and Brooklyn multi-instrumentalist Dave Harrington. And the debut album was released this October. And check that out if you're in Santa Ana on a Sunday night. What's all this stuff in here? And next we got a song by The Creation. This is called Making Time on KX93.5. Making Time, and that movie was in the that song was in the movie Rushmore. And we have a guest joining us in the studio here. I have a guest. His name is, well, you've heard him before. It's Johnny from the Happy Hour Show.
Hello, Dawn. You're doing so great. Love the music tonight.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. Do you like this? I sometimes will pick these songs for your
you
show.
You have the best music. That's why I've always loved you on the Happy Hour Show. It's going to be so much fun this Friday. I've been loading music in. You gave me some good tunes.
All the
music you've been playing tonight has been great, and you sound terrific.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. Thank you. Well, you're doing a show. We're doing like 2 hours this week, though, but we're playing like Kenny's blues guy. Kenny Williams is going to be at the NAMM show.
Yeah, well, but so is Donnie B.
And Donnie B.
So it'll
she's
going to
be calling
the
in
two
live,
of
right?
Us.
Oh, boy. But we're Johnny. And anyway, so we're going to be playing Kenny's blues songs, though.
Oh,
from 7 to 8. So tune in
Kenny
for that,
will
right?
play his blues music, yet we get to comment on it.
Oh, that'll be interesting. So a happy hour commentary on the Kenny's blues
I'm going to have to bring in some scotch or whiskey or something because I'm playing
blues. I'm sure you will. Or your Jamba Juice. Oh, no. So you save the Jamba Juice for the happy hour.
Well,
music.
Normally drink tequila during the happy hour.
Well, that's
show.
What you do.
But for Kenny's show blues, you got to have scotch or some bourbon
of course.
Always going to be fun. So it's going to be a fun Friday night. We'll get everybody's party started. We'll kick it all off at 7 o'clock with the blues show and then happy hour. And you guys keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. That sounds great. And after this show tonight, we got 2 hours of Jazz Quest with Tommy Benson and Brett Eklund.
We have a special announcement on Friday night, too.
Oh, what's the special announcement? Oh, you can't tell me yet.
The Super Bowl party.
Oh, right. Well... We'll talk about that.
Yes,
we'll hear about that on Friday. So tune in.
Oh, and Donnie B's going to call in from the NAMM show.
Yes. Donnie B will be reporting live from the NAMM show. And that sounds really fun. If you're going out to the NAMM show looking at for some instruments or just going to see, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of fun live shows. I hope you have a good time. And next we're going to hear some more music here from Stevie Wonder. I just really wanted to play this because I love Stevie Wonder. And this song is called Uptight, It's All Right. And it's on member-supported KX93.5.
And I listen to KX93.5.com.
Member supported KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. You're listening to the Groove Express. Well, I'm getting out of here. Coming up next, Jazz Quest with Tommy and Brett. They're going to play some instruments. I'm sure you guys are going to play something good. Right now, we've got a song by Saint Etienne. It's called Only Love Will Break Your Heart. And it's on KX93.5. I'll see you next week.